don't take it lightly what the Lord is about to do in our midst. Your faith will grow by leaps and bounds this morning for some of the things the Lord has revealed to me. One of the things we have to know the difference between faith and hope. Where do hope reside at, and where do faith reside? And the body of Christ need to know these things. So let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for another service, another time. We're keeping the doors of your church open. We're here right now. And we thank you for the truth about faith, and that people who are listening will get results this morning in their lives, in their situations. Divine direction will be given us, and we waste no time. We'll get into your word, and we thank you for the word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit backup. We thank you for Lord Jesus. We know you're sitting on the right-hand side of God on our behalf, and we're thankful we're seated with you. And as we learn how to use our faith properly, many things are going to happen we've been waiting on for a long time. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Those of you at home may get ready. I want you to open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to read two verses, Ephesians and Ephesians chapter 1 and Hebrews chapter 11. I want to look at two verses, and then I'll begin to give you an introduction on a deeper level of faith. How can you say that? Well, it's revelation. A deeper level of faith, how your faith can function more effectively. That'd be okay, right? All right, Ephesians 1, I want to look at one verse. I'm taking a lot of things in it, those verses around it, but I want you to see verse 18. Ephesians 1, 18. And I want you to think about the word understanding. There's a certain aspect of faith that the Lord wants us to better understand, all right? So here in verse 18, you're talking about a prayer, Paul praying for the church at Ephesus. But in verse 18, it said, the eyes of your understanding, now underline understanding, being enlightened. And we're going to talk about faith. I'll give you the subject in a moment. That ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what's the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saint. And we got to read verse 19. It was the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Because those three things come into enlightenment when we understand properly. Then in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Through faith. Now here we got the word understand again. Through faith we understand. Through faith we understand. There are some things we supposed to understand through faith. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, I want to share with you and start breaking down as much as possible this morning how to put your faith in a commanding position. How to put your faith in a commanding position. Now, it's something we need to know here. Faith is not to convince God about anything. So when you're praying and when you're using your faith, don't ever try to convince God about what his word says. Let me say it a little clearer. Faith is not to convince God. It is to control what is rightfully yours. Ooh, Jesus. Listen now, I need you believing this morning. I need you believing because the Father want to move us in another position in our faith line. Listen to what it says. Faith is not to convince God. You're wasting your time. God's mind already made up. It is to control what is rightfully yours. So now your faith moved from convincing to controlling. That's powerful. Very powerful now. I want you to meditate that statement. It came from heaven. Now, when we say how to put your faith in a commanding position, it is talking about things that are already yours. Okay? Things that are already yours. System has nothing to do with it. System can't stop it. It's because faith is God. Oh my, faith is God to the system.
Yes.
Faith is God to the worldly system. The world can't stop faith. Now let's look at the word command. When I said how to put your faith in a commanding position, command is to direct authoritatively orders. It means to dominate, control, and govern. I'm talking about your faith. To overlook from a strategic position. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, my daughters and son, faith is not designed to obtain, but to make a commanding demand. In other words, you're not trying to get something with faith. Faith takes what is rightfully yours,
right,
because it's already yours.
Yes.
It means the ability to control. Faith is a controlling factor. Faith is a master. It has, one more time, the right to command or govern. What?
Yep.
Listen, children of God, those of you at home and abroad, it says your faith has the right to command or govern. It's not trying to get something. It make a demand upon what is already on. When you understand your faith, you can take full command of your life. Let the Holy Ghost give your faith weapons that already has won. Let the Holy Ghost, turn back to Ephesians, let the Holy Ghost give your faith weapons that already has won. In Ephesians, I want you to look at another verse, Ephesians. I want you to look at verse 17 now, Ephesians 1:17. Powerful, man. What we're working with, when you understand your faith, see, understanding is the thing. The lack of understanding of what faith objective is, faith is not to obtain. No, faith is to command. Make a demand upon what is rightfully yours. Therefore, there's no power, satanic power, no power can stop it. Once you operate in faith properly, once you understand faith properly, you just start having what's already yours. Can anybody see it? Now, watch this. In Ephesians chapter 1, we're talking about now, let the Holy Ghost give your faith weapons that has already won. W-O-N. All right. Now, in verse 17, it says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge must be appropriated to your faith. Faith is, oh my goodness, faith is not blind. Faith looks like it's blind because it's seeing more than the natural. It's operating from another realm. It's abstracting. It's taking things from another dimension. That's why Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, because he's given us a weapon called faith. Faith actually is a weapon to take what is rightfully yours. Yes, faith is not a beggar.
Come on, sir.
Faith does not sit beside the road and wait for his own stuff.
Come on,
that's why the Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, really, you're really going to have your seatbelt, because the Lord spoke to me this morning about something. The Lord asked me, says, the Holy Spirit asked me, says, and I asked my wife, when she come into the room, I asked her, where do hope live? Where? I never heard that question. Where do hope reside? You know, the Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Where is the real resident of hope? In your soul. The real resident. Well, if you don't believe me, look at Romans 9:1. If you don't believe me, Romans 9:1. He said, Paul talk about his conscience. When you hear to see the word conscience, you see the word will, you see the word desire, you're dealing with hope.
Yes, sir.
So now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So the substance of things hoped for. Now, let me get back to my, let the Holy Ghost give your faith weapons that already has won. That means you're not trying to obtain something. I want to go over and over that. Those of you, I was told to get all your problems and put them on the table. All your problems, all your shortcomings, all your sickness, all your disease, all your lack, all your misunderstanding, all your hurt, all your pain, because God's going to deal with them today. Your faith going to take a divine leap today. All right? See, let the Holy Ghost give you your faith weapons that already has won. That 17th verse now, through revelation, listen to it, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, we're talking about adding wisdom, revelation, and knowledge to your faith. Wisdom, revelation, and knowledge to your faith. Now your faith will come alive spiritually, and your faith will not be trying to obtain something. It has the ability to control everything. That's what faith is all about. Faith makes things happen. All right? Now, turn with me. You had Ephesians, hold right there. Let's listen to this statement. Your faith must not be in the mode of trying to make something happen. Train your faith to receive what already has happened.
Yes, sir.
Leroy, you're preaching, boy.
Yes, sir.
Listen, somebody's life going to change this morning.
Yes,
I'm going to give you that 2 or 3 times, because it got, and it's based on Ephesians 1:3. Look at Ephesians 1:3. Everybody read Ephesians 1:3 with me, because I want you to get this synchronized in your heart. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Past tense, done deal.
Yes, yes.
Done at the cross.
Yes.
It runs like this. Let me see, can I give it to you? Creation, deception. See, God creation, God made man in his image and likeness. Then deception came, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Then substitutionary came.
Yes, sir.
Jesus paid the price, right?
Yes, sir.
Restoration.
Yes, sir.
We're back where we started.
Yes, sir. Yes.
In authority,
yes, sir.
In control,
yes, sir.
In Christ.
Yes, sir.
Jesus put us back,
yeah,
in authority. Just like he created Adam at the beginning now.
Wow.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, a new creature. Now, listen, I don't want you to miss this, because you're going to have to go over it and over it. Your faith must not be in the mode of trying to make something happen. That's where the average Christian faith is right now, trying to make something happen. As long as Satan can keep you to try to make something happen, he's going to torment you and it's not going to happen. When you know it has happened already, and faith is your credentials to access it, that's over. Right now, your healing, your health, your happiness, your joy, your peace, your mercy, your grace, all of belong to you right now. Your faith must not be in the mode of trying. Now, we tell the truth, Christian. Come on now. Our faith been in the mode of trying to make something happen. We go over it over and over again. God doggy said one time, go about your business.
Yes, sir.
Praying about the same thing over and over. Say you're using faith. Listen, train your faith to receive what already has happened.
Yes, sir.
You talk about to be a power now. That's shifting faith now. So you train your faith to receive what already has happened. You're not trying to make nothing happen.
Yes, sir.
You got Ephesians 1:3. It's already happened. Everything you need to happen to be a blessing, already has happened.
Yep.
But your faith has to know that. Your faith has not to struggle with situations that are not working in your favor. Your faith makes commands and demands and walk away from it.
Yes, sir.
It has to obey. Your faith has authority.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right, number three. My faith is not, turn to Hebrews 11. My faith is not to impress God.
Wow.
Or make requests from God. But it is accessing what God already done through Christ. I think I want to dance. Oh my. I hope whoever listens to me, listen. Your faith will not stay in the same position this morning. My faith is not to impress God or make requests from God, but it is accessing what God already have done through Christ. And Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that come to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that didn't just seek him. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you waste it. You can waste your faith trying to seek what you want.
Yes, sir. So good,
sir. But you're wasting your time. Your faith is designed to seek God because it's already there.
Already there.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on. Come on, church. Come on. Look. My faith is not to impress God. Some people trying to impress God with their faith, you know. You can't impress God, man. Or make requests from God. Stop asking for what's already yours.
Yes, sir.
But it is accessing what God has already done through Christ.
Yes.
So the word is three words: impress, request, or access.
Wow.
What's your faith gonna do? Impress, request, or access. The average Christian now is trying to impress God with their faith, or they're trying to make a request with their faith, and their faith is designed to command, demand, and access through authority of what already has transpired. You hear me, Layla? See, your faith don't have to make no demand or be, your faith don't have to be making no requests. Your faith make a demand. Your faith is a commander. Your faith has authority. You follow me?
Yep.
And those two last statements I give you, I'll preach them the rest of this hour. Listen, the rest of this, I was supposed to preach a short sermon this morning. I'm going back to verse 2. I'm going back to number 2 because I want to give these two together. Your faith must not be in the mode of trying to make something happen. Train your faith to receive what already has happened. Got that?
Yes,
Now let's go to the one who's on. My faith is not to impress God or make requests from God, but it is accessing what God has already done through Christ. It's mine. Somebody gonna get upset, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Faith is like heavenly cash.
Yes, sir.
It's already paid for. Your faith, let's go. Your faith need to see the framework of the big picture. Go back to Hebrews 11 and 3. We'll take another scripture with us. Hebrews 11 and 3. Your faith need to see the framework of the big picture. Stop messing around with the little small stuff. He said, through faith we understand the world. Through faith. Faith give us the whole picture. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. Now notice what he said. Through faith we understand. Through faith. See, faith has an understanding that is supernatural. Faith. Come on, say it with me. Faith has a supernatural understanding. I heard the Holy Ghost say it. Faith, come on now, this is somewhere you've never been. Your faith has a divine understanding.
Wow.
Faith is spiritual. Faith is not natural. Faith is not normal. Faith is supernatural. My faith has a divine understanding of God and everything he made. Of Jesus, of the cross, of the grave, of the resurrection, of the ascension, that I'm seated with him in heavenly places with all authority and all power. All authority and all power is in his hand, so it means all authority and all power is in my faith hand.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yes,
your faith actually is equal with Jesus.
Wow. That's right.
Somebody just left. They can't handle it. Yeah. See, when you're operating in faith, the cross, the blood, the resurrection, all are involved to manifest in your life what's already paid for. There's no force. You don't have to fight the devil. When you know what faith really is, all you fight is a good fight of faith. The enemy cannot stop faith when you know what when you know faith like I'm teaching you, the enemy will never stop your faith again. You know why? When you operate in that kind of faith, it's recorded in Romans 4, you're fully persuaded that what he had promised, he's also able to perform. That's strong faith. That's not being weak in faith, but it was strong in faith. And strong faith, the Bible said, give glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, your faith needs to see the frameworks of the big picture.
Yes, sir.
The big picture is that you already, everything already belongs to you.
Yes, sir.
See? See, when I gave you the subject, and then I'm gonna show you another scripture. I gave you the subject about how to put your faith in a commanding position. How to put your faith in a commanding position. For me, and I'm gonna share it with you, but this is for me, so if you can't handle it, my faith put me in core authority with Jesus. In other words, when I'm using my faith right, the situations or the world system don't hear me. Hear Jesus.
Yes, I hear you, sir.
When you, oh my goodness, when you use your faith properly, it is synonymous with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's powerful. The body of Christ needs to know that. I mean, if y'all don't grow up, if y'all don't function better after the day, I can't really help you. See. When you're using your faith, you're using Jesus. When you use your faith, listen to me, you're using blood. You're using resurrection power. You're using throne power. You're seated at the right hand. Your faith has throne power.
Yes, sir.
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. This is where faith has to dance at. I said, this is where faith get its dance on. But it's written, eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. We got to know this, though. Huh? God has prepared. God has prepared. But God, go ahead, you can go ahead. But God, see, we has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Yeah.
Now, this morning, I want you to let the Holy Spirit take your faith deeper.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's what these verses talking about. But God has revealed them. See, revelation come to your faith. When revelation come to your faith go deeper.
Yes, sir.
In the things of God.
Yes, sir.
See. Your faith has a spiritual mind. Your faith. We're talking about faith here now.
Yes, sir.
And so God reveals things to your faith.
Uh-huh.
By spirit. That's why 2 Corinthians 4:13 tells us the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
Faith is in another dimension. We've made faith common trying to get
something. Yeah.
Everybody can say amen. In the whole church world out there, y'all can say amen. All of y'all, I don't know how many of y'all, either 700 or 800 y'all online, all y'all say amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because you know 723. Y'all all know your life being changed this morning. Y'all all know we're walking through something. When you go back over this and over this and over this, you're going to come out a brand new person.
Yes, right.
And a lot of things you've been waiting on and trying to get, it's already your stuff. You don't go ask somebody for nothing but belong to you.
That's right.
All right, turn to 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. Listen to the voice of the Spirit through me this morning. Your faith is not designed to make things happen. It has the absolute ability to walk in what already has happened completely.
Yes,
listen to me. Listen to the voice of the Spirit through me this morning. Your faith is not designed to make things happen. It has the ability to walk in what already has happened completely.
Yeah,
so that's why I say we walk by faith. And not by sight. We're walking already, 2 Corinthians, we're walking in what ours already. And what the enemy wants us to think that is faith is a commodity. He wants us to think that faith might work and it might not work, but faith already have crossed the line. That's why God give us something that already have crossed the line. But see, through the church, he've had us to teach it another way. And it wasn't that it already has happened, so we're trying to make it happen. We're trying to get faith to faith been begging, really. Prior to this morning, most people faith been begging. With the information that the Holy Ghost has given us this morning, not Leroy, the Holy Ghost. I back with my ignorant self because it's the Holy Ghost showing us spiritual things from the mouth of God. God talking to us this morning. Jesus talking to us this morning. Stop your faith being in a begging position. Everything in this book is already bought.
Yep.
You follow what I'm saying? Your health, your healing. Yeah, you just listen to the Holy Ghost. My goodness. My faith must always behold the Son. Meaning, all things are already done. You behold him. He's the model of our lifestyle. You notice how he used his faith, Jesus? Huh? He just wake up and says, stop, wind. You know why he could do that? He knew it had to obey him. He knew the power of faith. See? When Jesus cursed that fig tree, he didn't have no prayer meeting. He didn't have to. The tree had to die because he said died from the root. He's our model. Right now, Jesus is my model of using faith. Jesus is my model. I need to use my faith just like Jesus. My faith, Lord, my faith has the same authority Jesus' faith had.
Wow.
Well, isn't it that? My faith has the same authority that Jesus' faith had.
Yeah.
Just this morning, the apostles enlightened me how to think properly with my faith. Yeah. Then my faith can work just like Jesus. From this day forward, your faith will work just, every you read in the gospel, you read, all right, your faith can work just like his.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, Sam.
Isn't that powerful?
You're
telling me my faith going to work just like Jesus' faith? Yes, that's what it's designed to do. That's what it's supposed to do. Your faith been watered down with teaching.
Wow. Lord.
Your faith has been diluted with formulas and man-made principles. Reverend, will you hurry up and close so I can go use my faith? I'm going to close in a few minutes. I got a few things I want to revisit after this morning. I got a few things I want to revisit. I got some things been bluffing me, but I'm going to revisit because right now, I got a few things I want to revisit right here. Not Reverend. Hurry up so I can go ahead and use them. I ain't got to pray all day long. I'm just going to tell it. Now, here are three commanding factors. Go back to Ephesians. Three commanding factors that your faith possess. Go back to Ephesians 1. Note these three commanding factors of faith. 1:18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. See, understanding make you a commander. Understanding make your faith, put your faith in a commanding position. Actually, if you don't understand, your faith is a coward.
Wow.
And Satan see your faith as a coward because you're not bold enough, because you're not sure enough. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you're using a formula. But you don't have the real divine facts, which is the truth. You see what I'm saying? And so Satan know that. So he bluff you. When you try to use faith, he bluff you to tell you you can't have it. Or your faith not working. But all you're doing is going there and pick up what is yours.
Yeah.
Who hearing me?
I'm here.
So these three things, three commanding factors must be revealed to your faith. In verse 18, as you understand being light, as you may, number one, know the hope of his calling. That's a faith factor. That's gonna have to be your faith gonna have to be impregnated with these three seeds. Woo! Your faith going to have to be impregnated with these three divine seed. The first one is that you may know what is the hope of his calling. That has to be, your faith has to be impregnated that you are called to operate in faith in the earth realm on his behalf. And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. My faith have inherited everything the Bible said. See, when I'm using faith, I'm making a demand on my inheritance.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Yes.
It's not that something I'm trying to make happen. It's an inheritance. I come to collect.
Yes. Glory to God. Hey. Stop. Come on, stop.
Yeah, see, your faith make a demand. Your faith is making a demand on your inheritance. Everything God promised in his book is my inheritance.
Yes.
My inheritance is already paid for and put in my name.
Yes. Yes. Glory. Yes.
Now, your faith, when you use your faith, I'm called to use my faith. My faith has a calling on it. And then my faith has rights because my faith is going, making a demand on its inheritance. It's not trying to get Satan to turn it loose. Satan already turned it loose. Satan can't hold. When you know how to use your faith properly, Satan can't hold nothing from you because he already know he defeated. Faith know he defeated. When you use faith right, your stuff got to move.
Yep, yep.
Are you listening to me?
Wow.
All of those of you on YouTube and watching, are y'all listening? Y'all know what's happening to you all? Huh? Y'all know you're not listening to a regular message?
Come on, sir.
Third thing you had to add to your faith, look at it, you know what it is, you see it. Oh, it's third thing. Verse 19. Boy, if your faith ever start walking in that. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe according to the work of his mighty power? Let me keep on reading. What you wrought in Christ, your faith now, when he raised him from the dead, your faith now, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, your faith now, for above all principality, your faith and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, your faith, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Your faith, and have put all things under his feet and give him to be the head over all things to the church.
Yes, sir.
Which is his body, the full, all that's in your faith.
Yes, sir.
I say all of that stuff is in your faith.
Yeah.
All of that power,
yes,
is in your faith. The calling, the inheritance, and the power is in your faith. The calling, the inheritance, and the power is in my faith. The calling, the inheritance, and the power is already in my faith. I'm not trying to get the calling. I'm not trying to get the inheritance. I'm not trying to get the power. It's already loaded down in my faith as a new creature in Christ. The same faith that Jesus was using, same faith Paul, Peter, and John used is available to me right now. Wait a minute. Find a clothing place. Three commanding factors of faith. You got it? The three commanding factors. I don't want you to miss it now. See, because I want you to use them when you use your faith from now on. Danny Ephesians, the three commanding factors that I'm called faith. Endorse my calling. Number two, faith obtains my inheritance. Number three, faith is activated by unstoppable power. You see it? There they are there in Ephesians right there. Unstoppable. When you think your faith stuck, go read that. High in the world, and nobody can stop your faith. Satan can't stop it. He already defeated. For above all power, principality. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to me. because this is a sermon today to put you in a position to move swiftly in the pandemic season, to know that it can't touch you. This is what happened when your faith lives in the resurrection power of the finished work of Christ. This is what happened when your faith lives in the resurrection power of the finished work of Christ. I want you to hear that word finished, finished, finished. Every time you use faith, I want you to hear that word finish. Yeah, because see, faith is dressed in the finished way. Turn to John 19:30. John 19:30 and Philippians 3:10. John 19:30 and Philippians 3:10. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Are you getting anywhere?
Yes, sir.
When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished."
Yes, sir.
That's on the cross, you know.
Yes,
he bowed his head and gave up the gold. It is finished. It is finished is a, what it is? What is a synonym when it's the same thing?
Yes, sir.
Huh? It's a synonym of your faith. Your faith, when you using your faith properly, it's finished. You heard that?
Yep.
Everything the devil trying to do, because, I mean, when Jesus said that, the devil was shooting his best shot.
Yes, sir.
And what Jesus was saying is, you finish. Devil, you finish. Demons, you finish. I'm wiping you out right here on this cross. You are finished. I wipe you out. So that problem you dealing with is finished this morning. Huh? You see that? Can anybody see that? I'm trying to close. Can you see that? When you use your faith, it's finished. So when God gave us faith, he gave us the finish. That's why your prayer can't work without faith. Because your prayer get the finishing from faith. Believe, 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 believe. Don't make it happen, just believe. Don't try to make nothing happen, just believe. Don't try to make nothing happen, just believe, 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 believe. Don't try to make nothing happen, quit that stuff. Believe, believe, believe. Get up and believe, believe. It's mine. I have it now. Stop trying to make something happen. What's already has happened. Look at Philippians 3:10. I got to close, man. Look at Philippians 3:10. Believe, believe, believe. I'm healed. Not I'm going to get healed. Believe, believe. I'm out of debt. Not that I'm going to get out of debt. Now faith is the substance of things. Faith is the finished work of Christ. Woo! Faith is the finished work of Christ. When I use my faith, I'm using the finished work.
Yes.
If nothing could keep Christ from winning on the cross, nothing can keep me right from winning in my faith. You saw Philippians 3:10? Let me know him, the power of his resurrection, fellowship of his suffering, being made conformed to death. Put your faith in that verse. Put your faith in that verse. Put your faith know him. Your faith know the power of his resurrection. Your faith know the fellowship of his suffering. And your faith know how to be made conformable unto death. That I may know him, the power of his resurrection. Now, let me help you get this. My faith, or your faith, my faith, your faith, cannot keep looking on the outside, but look into Jesus from the inside.
Yeah.
Faith is an inside deal. When faith come outside, it come out taking over.
Yes, sir.
See? But we got faith on the outside trying to get something. That ain't the way faith works. Faith works from coming. My faith cannot keep looking on the outside at circumstances and situations, but looking to Jesus from the inside. And that's Romans 12, 1 and 2. You just get put in, you know, Romans 12, 1 and 2. Lay aside every weight. See, lay them weights aside. 1 Corinthians 1:30, then I'm going to read something to you in the close. 1 Corinthians 1:30, there's four things you got to add to your faith, or you got to recognize that's in your faith, not add to your faith. Recognize that are in your faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yeah. Recognize these four things. I had to change this on my note. Recognize these four things are in your faith. In 1 Corinthians 1:30. Your faith must understand redemption. Or your faith must understand, let me get down the line, righteousness. No, let's get it. Your faith must understand wisdom. Your faith must understand righteousness. Your faith must understand sanctification is a daily activity, and your faith must understand redemption. Those four things was given to us through the cross. Now listen to what I'm going to read them. Read it again. Your faith must understand. I have different writing fast, but they're all there: redemption, righteousness, sanctification, and God's wisdom. All four of those things are not being placed in your faith. They live in your faith.
Yes, sir. They live in my faith.
Yeah, yes. Wisdom lives in your faith.
Yes, sir.
Righteousness lives in your faith. Sanctification lives in your faith. Redemption lives in your faith. Those things are alive in your faith. They are alive to attest to the fact that your faith has authority over everything. Devil, demon, world system, politic, anybody. Your faith, when you operate in your faith, you're the baddest thing on the street. Now let me read this to you in a close. You had a note. Faith comes by hearing. Most Christians live in fear and anxiety because they are not hearing the message of faith, or they're not hearing the messages of faith. God, truth is rare in our churches today. It's always about putting the cart before the horse, getting stuff from God before seeking the kingdom. Instead of kingdom first. As a result, many are deprived of the messages of faith. Hence, many have gone into spiritual slavery. May I read that to you again? I want you to listen very carefully. I want everybody to have this. I want you to be able to go over it, write it down, whatever you need to do, off the tape, off of YouTube, off of Leroy Tom TV, whatever facet. Faith comes by hearing. Most Christians live in fear and anxiety because they are not hearing messages of faith. God, truth is rare in our churches today. It's always about putting the cart before the horse, getting stuff from God. See. And that's why they don't get it. See, they're trying to get stuff from God.
Yeah.
See, before seeking the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Instead of kingdom first,
yes, sir.
As a result, many are deprived of the messages of faith.
Wow.
Hence, many have gone into spiritual slavery. Could it be, my brothers and sisters, I close this morning, that a lot prior to this message, that people all over the world are going to hear this message, faith, their faith had them in spiritual slavery. Because they're using faith backwards.
Uh-huh.
Using faith to get stuff. Faith's first assignment is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes,
then he said, everything will be added. Faith trying to add without seeking.
Come on, stop.
You see it? How many others? See? See, the man message of faith in the body of Christ at large is getting stuff with your faith. But faith first assignment is to seek.
That's right.
Not stuff.
Yes, sir.
Seek him. My Lord. My Lord. Seek him. Because your faith don't have to seek stuff because it already belongs to you. And see, when you seek him, he's going to open your eyes to what is already yours.
Yes, sir.
But because at large we've been on the other end, we're out there with no revelation because we didn't seek him first. So we were robotically trying to use faith without a revelation. That's why he told us seek him first, because in the seeking him first, he's going to tell us what all belonged to us. And then we just take it.
Yes, sir.
But we're going the hard way. We're trying to make it.
Yes, sir.
See, faith is not, it's an old song out in the world, you can make it if you try. Faith is not that. Faith is not making stuff and trying stuff. Your faith is alive, and I want you to know that your faith make you a commander, and your faith has authority, and your faith is not trying to obtain. Your faith is not trying to maintain. When your faith understands, it understands the calling, the inheritance, and the authority. Now, I know I'm going to come back and teach you some more on this, so God bless you and take a hold of that. Take a hold of that. Take a hold of that. Take a hold of that.